you have one here and one here and then one in front. Each one, each horse has a single
tree.
And then the thing that keeps both of them together, keep the horses together, do you remember?
Is the,
would you say double tree?
Yeah, it could be a double, that's right.
Spreader? You don't know?
No, it'd be a double tree.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say he's doing what? He's taking the wood somewhere. He's out,
maybe carrying it to the house
The work of moving wood from one place
to another, from the woods to the house.
Right. What would you say he's doing? He's suppose there's a log across the road. You would say, there was a log across the road, or your husband or your father would say, and I tied a rope to it and
pull.
Okay, and can you think of another way to say that?
What did they call a farm
implement that was used to smooth the land after it had been plowed.
That's right.
Or if a child is pulling a toy, and perhaps it's so heavy that it's about to scratch the floor, you might say, well, don't
pull.
Okay.
Or don't
D-R-A-G.
Drag.
All right. And then if you said back to talk about the getting something out of the road. Yesterday,
do you know about drag?
Tell me, do you remember much about the instruments that they used for turning the ground?
That's a turn plow.
Okay. Can you tell me anything more than that they were anything?
They were heavy, and they were heavy. They were steel.
His grandpa's
had the steel beams and the big plows on the
river. You think that kind of was pulled by a
mule? A couple of mules. At times, those big plows, big turn plows that we call them,
how
they used here, to
now
use.
This was the no, it was first the home. I mean, my grandpa.
The earth,
and then,
after the left or to the right?
Well, they did. They were breaking it up. They would, sometimes they would put the plow on and they would turn it to the left. And then maybe the next time they would turn it to the right. They would,
it could
go either way, you see. But they would have to put it on the left side, you see, to turn it there.
Well, I would kind of get a little
Stitch over here. Have you any other words?
Is drag harrow or
not the back?
How wide?
They've used another word that they don't call them.
A go devil for a harrow.
What is it,
the wheels of a wagon fit onto that thing in between them? What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay along
the hole is really that we just close off
the stove in stove length.
In the winter.
Do you remember?
Sure.
Okay. And that X-shaped one, what about one shaped like that you might label?
Or did your parents or grandparents have another word that's
not an X-shaped.
Besides living room.